As a reminder, we talked about this last week, but we have the Secret Santa thread. We need that to be RSVP'd by December 8th. The Secret Santa for our organization is something that is enforced like a loan or contract law within our organization. So if you sign up for the Secret Santa and then you do not get a present for your Santee, you are counted as a goon fucker and will be punished accordingly. So sign up for it. It is pretty cool. But if you vanish and are a bad Santa, the state will be disappointed. Thankfully, this rarely happens because we enforce this so religiously. So next couple things. Once again, I mentioned this last week, and this is something you're just going to be hearing about over and over again because it's something that as a community, and when I say community in this case, I mean the EVE community, not just us, is the EVEGAS 2020 Twitter account. That's where they're going to be posting updates, and that is something that Greg and the crew are making happen. And we, so that's cool. The other thing that I need to remind people about before we start talking about war and murder is that there has been an overview change regarding war allies. We have pinged this out a bunch, and please make sure that you and all your friends are on board with it. Let me see if I can get this image link here for everybody. Hold on a moment. There you go. Okay, so the main thing that we're going to be talking about today is the wormhole stuff. We have talked about this a lot last week, and we are going to be initiating this campaign this week. This is not a full Alliance or Imperium deployment. This is an optional thing. We are testing the waters of wormhole space now that we have the ACL bookmark system in place to allow us to do this. This does not mean that we are going to be charging into every wormhole and doing full evictions over and over again. We need to educate ourselves about how this shit works. This is a system that is going to be run and managed by Kathy Iron and his crew in Pathfinders. So the big updates and what you can expect in the next few days, there is going to be a forum group, a jabber group that you can automatically get accepted to if you apply. So it's kind of like university, like you don't have to be offed formally for it. Smoke them if you got them, if you're interested. And we're going to be posting a war room thread, which is going to go in great detail as to what the deployment is going to be like, the things you're going to have to learn, baby's first wormhole space, what to expect, all that. And so now, hopefully, if my speakers are working and everything else, unlike last week, I'm going to try to turn things over to Kathy Iron and then not talk over.
Can you hear
me? I can.
All right, so basically, our wormhole setup is almost complete. Liberty Squad's moving in at very short notice. The, I guess you call it the SIG, that's going to be the auto accept SIG thing, is going to be set up so that everybody will be able to get pings. There will be the forum post. This is as much a content deployment as it is a like a learning deployment. When you guys come on in, it's going to be kind of like a bunch of different FCs, skirmish commanders. You guys can get on this if you'd like. We're just going to go have fun. I'm not trying to do evictions. Evictions are cancer. I don't really want to upset the ecosystem of wormhole space. We're just going to go ahead and do whatever we can to get content. So whether it's the NullSec content or whether it's C5 chain stuff, finding things, ganking stuff, whatever the heck we can do. Even PvE, there's definitely money space, obviously. We are not going to be using capitals external to the hole. We won't be able to transit capitals through our hole, so it's going to just be a lot of NullSec content, C5 chain content, and the wormhole space is aware that we're coming. And I guess because spines always exist, I hope to have a lot of good fights, and hopefully our FCs get to experience how wormholers fight and do their things. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you guys should be seeing something probably in the war room no later than 2 or 3 days from now at max. I already have a post made up. I just got to tweak it a little bit, and you guys will see that. And then we got to get the back end side stuff done, and you guys will be able to start applying. You'll see a ping go out for that as well. That's all I got.
Sweet. Thanks, man. So this is going to be super cool, I think. This is something that for ground people who have been playing too long or whatever, the reason why big organizations rarely go into wormholes is that because you can't share bookmarks easily to really dedicate an org to wormhole stuff. Previously, you would have to have everybody within one corporation. And now with the ACL bookmark change, we're able to have functionally alliance bookmarks, and thus everybody can fuck around as a unit in wormhole space without being required mechanically to be part of the same corporation, which also reduces the risk of like schismatic nonsense or drama or bullshit. So this is gonna be pretty cool. And this is intended to be kind of like how we do SIG and SQUAD deployments during times of relative peace, where it's gonna be like, okay, well, the people that wanna like shoot some fucking space lasers, they can go over here and fuck around with SIGs and SQUADs. We want to open up wormhole space to that too. So this is not like a full-blown Imperium versus wormhole space, we're gonna go take out the big powers. We will probably have to make an example out of somebody who decides to step to us, but right now we're sort of getting into the shallow end of the pool. We're going to mess around, and then somebody is inevitably going to do something really dumb and piss us off, and then we will overreact with just extraordinary violence, and that'll be fun, and then there will be screams, and it'll be a party, and then we'll go back to, you know, just jerping around normally. So that's kind of how I see things will go down, and I could be wrong, and we don't really know because we haven't done something like this before, which is what I like. I enjoy the novelty. I think it's cool that it's going to be something that a lot of us are going to have to learn a whole bunch of different things that we haven't had to learn before, hopefully actually get our asses kicked a few times. Like, I do expect us to lose some fights here and there, and I think that's going to be kind of neat after a period of crushing dominance when it comes to NullSec itself. And speaking of shout-outs and preparing for this, if you are interested in this, University is running a bunch more wormhole related classes. So if you want to know about this, as the Jabberping there says, the wormhole training courses are going to be in the op calendar, and there is a details thread for you to look at. Okay. I haven't seen too many questions. Those are the big points of what we're going to be talking about today. The focus on the meta show today, we're going to be talking a lot about the whole HyperNet relay thing. I haven't seen people putting too much in the way of questions yet, so if you happen to have random questions, please toss them down, and I may or may not answer them. But yeah, that's the big news, is we're going to go fuck around wormholes. It's going to be cool. We're going to make some mistakes, and some spaceships are going to fucking blow up, and I think that's a beautiful thing. Actually, good question here, Killer Co. I think we do have a Locust Fleet tomorrow. It's been 2 weeks, so we should have a Locust Fleet tomorrow. Why does Wisconsin have to be so damn cold? I would actually really prefer it be snowing, but apparently it's just rainy and shitty out and cold, so bad combination. The best thing that I ate this week was a mushroom and shrimp pesto pasta dish that my lady friend cooked up that was absolutely fantastic. It was like fucking legit. And then I put the leftovers over like sushi rice, so it was like almost like a risotto, not with pasta. You don't mix pasta and rice, that would be weird, but it was fantastic. It was really fucking good. Will the scars of the casino war dictate as an alliance that we should be opposed to the HyperNet relay? That's a good question. I was kind of surprised that I didn't get a HyperNet relay question earlier. So the HyperNet relay is kind of interesting. We ourselves ran a casino for a while because we were forced to compete with the bad guys having casinos. So we can't exactly take a big like moral high ground position of like GER casino is bad. We think that they were bad and that they shouldn't have been allowed in the first place, but we ourselves got into the business to try to force CCP to ban everybody involved. Kind of like how we said Sentry drones were bad for the game, and then we forced CCP to take action by adopting Sentry drones in all of our doctrines, right? I think that the HyperNet relay is something that a lot of people don't care about at all. I think that there are some people that feel very strongly against it. Most of the people that I've seen who are herfing glurfs about it on Reddit being a bad thing were oddly enough the same people that were saying that casinos were good when they were used against us during the casino war. And I think it might have some good effects on the economy. We'll have to see how it goes. Slack on the Plex market. If people use it a lot, I think you should see Plex prices probably rise because people are going to be using Plexes to buy HyperCores. And it should be an ISK sync as well because there is a 5% transaction tax affiliated with every Blink that they're putting up. So I'd like to see the economic fundamentals of the game get tightened up a bit in terms of Slack, in terms of ISK and Plex. But there's a question about super sales and stuff like that, about people trying to skeeze around super sales or things like that. If we find you trying to sell supers to puppies outside of the rules and regulations that we have, we will purge you, and we will purge everyone that is found affiliated with it. That is the way that we handle all questions regarding super caps going to people who are not within the Imperium. And I'm glad you brought it up, because every time that there is a new opportunity to try and skeeze around the rules, one of the things that's important to understand about rules lawyering is that if people rules lawyer and we then investigate the person who was rules lawyering and it turns out that they were trying to cut corners, and generally if we find that their intention was to not look out for the best interests of the tribe as a whole, sometimes it's just an intuition thing. It's not necessarily like a due process rule of law thing. We try to have due process and rule of law when it comes to strict behaviors that are easily regulated. But when we do look into people who are really trying to skirt the gray areas, eventually I just say this person's, their intention is not aligned with the good of the space tribe, and we just get rid of them. There is a fleet under Havish. We need eagles, so you can stay here in the Fireside Mumble, but John Hartley just posted that information there, so please obey. Oh man, if you guys can actually hear the radio, I'm so sorry. All right, well, I need to go prep for the meta show, and it doesn't seem like we have too many other questions. You guys have been pretty focused. We've got a fleet to go on, and we have shit to do, guys, which is pretty cool. I'm delighted that we actually are able to offer new content. I know for a while, guys, it's been tough. It's been kind of a drought. We didn't want to get another tribute-style Nullsec War. We haven't had much new to do, and I'm really happy that I can finally come up here in front of you guys at this fireside and say, hey, guys, we're going to do some new shit. We're going to do some new shit starting this week, and it's going to be cool and novel and like nothing you've ever done before. So really proud of Kathy Iron and the guys that have been working so hard to bring this to fruition. And I hope everybody enjoys it. It's a lot of fun. So I will see everybody here next week, same time for the fireside. And the meta show will begin in 40 minutes. And it will be all about the Hypernet Relay stuff, if you have strong opinions about that.